This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. Multiple sclerosis affects at least 2 million people worldwide. There is no cure for this disease, which affects its victims in different ways. National Multiple Sclerosis Society holds events throughout the nation to raise awareness about how devastating multiple sclerosis can be. Dr. Nicholas LaRocca tells about multiple sclerosis.
Multiple sclerosis is a disease of the central nervous system. So that would be the of the brain, spinal cord, and the optic nerves. It is a condition which can occur at almost any age. It can occur in children, it can occur in adults, it can occur in the elderly. However, most people are diagnosed somewhere between the ages of 20 and 50, and the average age of onset is somewhere between 30 and 40. It more frequently affects women than men, and because it affects virtually any area of the central nervous system, it can produce a wide variety of symptoms, including weakness, spasticity and coordination, visual problems, cognitive changes, bladder and bowel problems, sensory changes, pain, fatigue, and so forth. So really anything that could be affected by the central nervous system. Typical symptoms might be difficulty walking, weakness, fatigue, visual problems of various kinds.
And Dr. LaRocca tells what makes multiple sclerosis so challenging.
We don't know what the cause or causes of MS are, but there is quite a bit of evidence that there is some genetic susceptibility to MS, and there is also evidence that there are environmental factors involved, and so it looks as though the underlying causes of MS are a combination of genetics and environmental factors, and probably there are certain genetic factors that place people at greater risk for environmental factors. And over the years, researchers have looked at a number of different issues to try and better understand MS.
Dr. LaRocca tells why multiple sclerosis affects people differently.
At its most basic level, MS is a condition in which the body's own immune system seems to become dysregulated, and the body's own immune system begins to attack the myelin and the nerve fibers within the central nervous system. And the myelin forms an insulating layer around nerve fibers. And when MS attacks the myelin, it interferes with the transmission of nerve impulses. So that would include sensory messages from the body to the central nervous system that would also affect the motor and control impulses from the central nervous system to the various muscle areas of the body. And it also affects the central nervous system in more general ways. And so, for example, cognitive changes can occur with MS as well. The symptoms are, and the course are highly variable, and so every person with MS is a little bit different from every other person.
Dr. Nicholas LaRocca, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society has events that raise awareness about the disease and raise money for research. One of those events is Walk MS, one of those walks taking place this Saturday morning in Jonesboro. Sarah Beth Cook has been coordinating the event for the past couple of years. She tells why she got involved in the Jonesboro Walk.
My dad actually was diagnosed with MS in 2007, and so the first year my family participated was 2008, and it was really the first time that we were able to make contact with people who were living with MS and who were in similar circumstances as us, and so that's been a real benefit as far as walk MS, just making contacts and being able to discuss, you know, what types of medications they're on and whatnot, and also just generally just raising money to benefit the National MS Society.
She says it was a shock for her dad when he was diagnosed with the disease.
It was definitely a shock. He had symptoms. He has numbness in his extremities. He has some vision problems. It can lead to hearing loss and things like that. And so he obviously knew there was something wrong. It was a shock that it was actually MS, because we do have, my mom has several cousins who've been diagnosed, one of which was very severe. And so that's been hard. But he has not had an exacerbation or a flare-up of his symptoms in about 5 years. So that's really good.
And Cook tells about this year's walk Saturday in Jonesboro.
It is this Saturday, April 27th. Registration will begin at 10 o'clock that morning, and we are in the parking lot downtown Jonesboro at the corner of Main and Monroe. We start registering at 10. We will walk just a really short walk, and some people participate in that, and some people just stay in the parking lot. We just walk probably a half a mile. We have raffle prizes. This year I found out that we're getting the Hayes Polar Roller, so we'll have free ice cream. And just get together and hang out.
And she tells what the main goal for the Walk MS is.
Probably our main goal is just to raise money to benefit the National MS Society, and that money goes to support people who are living with MS in our community. So they provide things such as air conditioners or other medical supplies. We also, part of that money goes to research, because there is no cure for MS, and so the people that are on medication, it's just solely for treatment purposes, just to treat the symptoms that they have. And so last year we raised over $30,000.
And this year's goal is $35,000. There are different teams that will be represented during this year's walk. One of those teams is called Team Casey. That group supports 18-year-old Casey Hollis, a college student from the Rector area in Northeast Arkansas. Hollis has had MS for 4 years. She has lesions on her brain, which causes her symptoms as she suffers. Hollis tells when she knew something was not right.
The first thing, I was 14 years old, and I lost vision in my right eye. And that has never corrected itself. And right after I lost vision, I started getting numb and tingling. And that's when we decided we really need to do something about this.
Hollis went to Little Rock and was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and tells what her symptoms are today.
I'm actually in my sophomore year of college. I graduated high school early. Today, I know I get numb and tingling if I ever get hot. And then I'm in pain a lot. It affects my work. But most of all, in high school, I had to stop playing sports. And that was a huge thing for me.
And Hollis says that she enjoyed softball and basketball, sports that she can no longer play. She says it's frustrating dealing with the disease, but what helps her get through is the way that she looks at life. Hollis's attitude has been an inspiration to others, as she is a very positive person. And Hollis says that her strength comes from her family, her friends, and the support system provided through the Arkansas chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Well, they've always been there. As soon as I was having troubles, everybody gathered around me and made sure that I was all right. And my mom says to this day that I'm the reason why she can be positive. I've always tried to keep a positive attitude about it, but there are those days when you just can't, and you can look back at them and they're just pushing you along.
According to Hollis, she's excited about the upcoming Walk MS in Jonesboro Saturday. You'll find Hollis Saturday morning registering people to walk in the MS event. She tells what her goal is.
My goal is just to make sure that people are informed, and then just to be crowded around the other people that care about this disease and care about others. And the main goal is hopefully to get a cure.
More information on this year's Walk MS Jonesboro event is on KASU.org. You can receive more information about the MS Walks in Arkansas at www.walkmsarkansas.org or by calling 501-663-8104. And this is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.